Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 22nd, 2024, and we're here for 5D immersion. And this is where we, to the best of our ability, become one with that exquisite state of consciousness and bring it back into our bodies the best we can. I want to first welcome everyone who's here on the live call so far. So glad you're all showing up. So welcome to Anjali, Angela, Autumn, Bevy, Brian, Cass, and Jim. We've also got Diana, Faye, Heather, James, Jesse, Laura, another Laura, Monica, Phyllis, Tina, and Trisha, and others will be popping in soon, I'm sure. And welcome to all of you on the recording as well. So glad you're all here, whether you're live or on the recording. You're just as energetically present either way through the magic of the Akashic Records. So as always, with energetic events, we're going to start with our usual startup sequence. Calling the directions, calling in the allies, setting up the container, calling in embodied awakening. And then we'll invoke maximum 5D consciousness that serves highest good for each of us. And each of us will get a unique experience as our beautiful divine allies work with us to either get us to 5D or prepare us for eventual entry into that realm if there's cleanup that has to happen first. So, as always, with energetic events, please, I do request your undivided attention. That gives you the best experience, and because the consciousness you hold affects everybody else, whether they're live or on the recording, that's a thing I like to pay attention to. So please be fully present as if you're right here in the room, if you can possibly. I do make that request. If you need to leave early, not a problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they'll happily do that if you can't stay the full time. This event should last around an hour. All righty. Let's get rolling. I'm going to assume it is safe for you to close your eyes and pay full attention. If not, be safe. So right now, I invite you to close your eyes and become aware of how your body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body, prana, chi, life force, that sort of thing, then notice how that feels too. All right, that's your baseline. I invite you to keep paying attention to how you feel physically, energetically, as I do the setup. Please remain passive during that time. Let the allies and me take care of all that. You may feel energy shifting and moving. In that case, that's what you pay attention to. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own with no breath control. So just feel what you feel, and we'll get our energy set up here in a second. And as always, my yawns are not fatigue. It's just release of energy. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocham Inti Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher consciousness, service to other, maximum merging of higher self and Benjamin that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint. All these beings, by the way, are definitely of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, our container is present. Now, anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them in now. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. Just a moment longer to call in allies. All right, thanks very much. That's a sweet field. All right, time for embodied awakening. If you're not familiar with this, this is where you invite your higher self into your human body. It's awesome and has all sorts of wonderful benefits. So let's try that on. So in a moment, I'm going to have you say eight words to your higher self. Then it's going to join you in your physical body, but just to the greatest extent that serves highest good. No one gets overwhelmed doing any of our processes. So please feel free to repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Let your higher self come to you. You feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel that. If not, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Ever get distracted, just come back to feeling energy or breath. Let anything else just stay in the background. No resistance, just refocusing on energy or breath. And now let's see how little effort is needed even to feel this. Would you please drop to no effort at all? Whatever happens is fine. Just be. And if it's zero, you still have awareness of the energy or breath, then stay at zero. If not, add barely enough effort to feel it. The idea, obviously, being to use the least amount of effort needed to feel that. When you're in embodied awakening, four things are all true. No mental chatter. No challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Many of you are there now. Just enjoy that. Your presence there helps everybody else get there, whether you're live or on the recording. So just hang out here if you're there. If not, stay passive. Let the state get as strong as it can. If you don't get 100% there, that's fine. Any movement toward embodied awakening is welcome. Just a moment longer. Give everyone a chance to really sock into embodied awakening the best they can. Pretty sweet field we got here. Well done, everybody. All right. So I think, yeah, the allies are good to go with us. So whether or not you got all the way to embodied awakening, just we'll do our next step. We talk to our divine allies for a minute. Beautiful divine allies, we're so grateful that you're here to support us. This is our 5D immersion. So we request that each person participating in this event, live or via the recording, receive the maximum 5D consciousness that serves highest good. If a person is ready to move into that realm, let it be so. If they're not, then please prepare them to enter 5D when the time is right, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. That will probably involve some healing or cleanup or whatever. So, allies, if someone isn't ready to get all the way to 5D, then prepare them, get them as close as they can. All this, of course, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Allies, please begin. Thank you so much. So you humans, your job now is to relax and be passive, except we're going to go ahead and do a little custom invocation for 5D immersion. So I invite you to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum 5D immersion that serves highest good, please. That's it. Let the words go. And now, at the human level, your passivity is the ticket. Just relax and let the energy have its way with you. Again, we're in safe, sacred space. If you feel bliss, that's obviously wonderful. If you feel challenged, that's just heavy stuff you were already carrying, getting stirred up and cleared out. So either way, it's wonderful. Please have no preference about whether your experience in any given moment is challenging or blissful. You're going to get benefit either way. There may now be extended periods of silence. I'll speak only when guided, and I will only do music if guided. So let's just relax and see what happens. Please keep your eyes closed as much as possible. All the actions here on the inside. You're shaking me up pretty good, so there's a lot of healing happening. If you find yourself in a healing process, that's perfect and beautiful. Let the body do what it wants to, if possible. That means your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sound. You might be called to get up and make really big movements like, you know, stomping your feet or flailing your arms. Whatever the body wants to do, just accommodate it if you possibly can. But don't do any of that proactively from your ego. Just let it happen if it wants to on its own. Oh, the energy is already getting so nice. A new vibration is coming in, really sweet, strong. Just relax into that. Really, really be passive. Let the benefit come to you automatically. Any effort your ego makes to do any of this itself will only push the allies away. There is no ego that can do this stuff for itself, a fraction as well as these beautiful divine beings can do it for you. So relax and let them help you. Please put your attention on what you feel. Somatic experience, whether that's physical sensation or other energetic awareness. That's your ticket. There may be images or thoughts as well, and that's fine. They're welcome in the space, but I recommend that you don't focus on those. Let them be in the background, but gently hold attention on feeling energy. And again, if that's not available to you, then just feel breath come and go. Now it's the two P's, passive and patient. There's a new frequency right there. This one has a certain intensity to it. Relax into it the best you can, even though it might be a bit uncomfortable. I'm starting to feel a pretty prominent altered state. Just relax into that if you're also experiencing that. Like the first glimmer of 5D. And in the event description, I gave some bullet points describing 5D, but really it's so far beyond normal comprehension. It just has to be experienced. So just let it be what it is when it shows up. Sweet energy is getting stronger. Just relax into that. Enjoy it. Or be with whatever experience you're having, whether it's challenging or flowing. Just try to be with it without preference. It's challenging, you're just getting cleaned up so you can go deeper later. The altered state is getting subtly and steadily stronger. It's like a lot of us are having a pretty good experience of it already. Just relax into that the best you can. Feels like it's increasing very gradually in intensity, so don't push the river, just let it turn on at its own pace. It's like we just moved into a new vibration. Just be with whatever your experience is. Yeah, I think what I'm feeling is 5D. So at least one of us is there. Just be with wherever you're at. If you're ready for 5D, you will transition into that pretty soon. I wish there was words for it, but it's just really lovely. When you're in a higher dimension, you just become the space, you become the field of energy, and there is no individual consciousness there. I mean, you're aware of it, but you are the blended field comprised of all the beings who are present there. And there's lots of them. Such beautiful beings. So just let yourself be in the bliss puree if you get there. And don't initiate anything, just be present and let things run themselves. So the field's pretty sweet, and yet I feel there's some people who are either trying to make something happen there or are in some way resisting the energy of it. So I invite you, if you're holding any ego intention of things being other than how they are in your experience, please relax. And just be with what is. And if you're in a higher dimension, I invite you to release any attempt at controlling what's happening there. These levels run themselves, and you're just a part of the field when you get there. So please be really, really passive. Just let things be what they are. And that will help you and the entire field. Yeah, it's feeling better now. Thank you. And everything I say always applies, whether you're live or even on the recording. It all gets merged together beyond time and space. Feeling really sweet. Thank you all. Once again, if you're putting forth any effort of any kind, other than just passively feeling what's happening on its own, I invite you to release that effort. Nice. Yeah, the Allies are now holding everyone, so everyone can totally let go and just be. And the beautiful divine beings will hold you in the field and give you the experience you need live or on the recording. The elders are calling for a very gentle song to support us, so I'll sing that for you. Cielo, cielo,
Altai nito throng.
Situ Shungoi Shungoi Cielo, cielo, Porti tangi Cielo, cielo, Flor si tangi Altae nito tranquae sito Shungoi shungoi hariri Altae nito tranquae sito Shungoi, shungoi, yariri. Just relax into this frequency, into whatever experience you're having. There's some very powerful divine energy available. Just open, receive, let it do whatever it's doing, whether it feels good or whether it feels challenging. It's going to serve you big time either way. As a reminder, attention to the feeling, whether it's a physical feeling or an energetic awareness, is probably going to do you the most good. Feeling a lot of energy in the crown chakra now and throughout the body. It was like we're in sort of a marination phase. Is being where we're at and letting the goodness soak in really beautifully. And now there's going to be a slow integration of these subtle energies into your physical body. So just relax and let that run itself. You might notice dual awareness of your separate energetic being and your physical body. And you might also notice some integration between them. For some of us, the energy will come entirely into the physical body. For others of us, that will happen, but there will also be a big bubble around us of etheric energy, and we'll feel that too at the completion of this process. Either way is fine. Wow. I think we're back. Please feel your body and see how it feels energetically and compare that to the check-in we did when we started tonight. Alrighty, allies, we're so grateful for this beautiful work, this beautiful 5D awareness, this beautiful healing, whatever each person got. We thank you for that. We ask this good medicine now be shared with anyone on earth whom it will serve, and anyone or anything anywhere in the universe that will be helped by it. Please spread it around. There it goes. You humans just remain passive. Let the allies send it around. And there's always more available from the source, and there's no shortage of it for us. Sharing it actually gives us more than we had. Very much a loaves and fishes sort of affair. That feels really sweet to have shared that. Allies, thank you so much for sharing and for giving each person here their highest good experience of 5D or preparation to get there eventually. Thank you. Allies, anything else for highest good before we close? Got a little bonus energy, just open to that. Wow, that feels so good. Thank you, allies. So grateful for your big blessing tonight. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you beautiful divine beings still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with that person as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? That closes the container. Ended up with 29 people on Zoom. That's a healthy turnout. Thank each and every one of you for helping hold the field and all of you, even greater number of people who have done the recording. If you need to go, you're free to go. If you'd rather hang out and have a question or comment, you're welcome to do that too. Hey, Brian. Oh, he didn't unmute. His picture just showed up in front of me. Never mind. I do see that Laura V is here and she is hosting our first ever Women's Healing Circle tomorrow night. So, Laura, if you feel inspired to unmute and share a thing or two about that, you're certainly welcome to do that. No pressure. You don't have to, but if you want to, you can. I'll put out a email about it tomorrow morning in either case. Autumn just typed, "That was amazing. Thank you." You're welcome, Autumn. Thanks for sharing your good vibes with us. Anybody else have a question or comment? As it might be hard to communicate after a deep energy like that, but you're welcome to if you want. Diana typed, "Thank you, Benjamin, for all you do." You're welcome, Diana. Same to you. Jesse types, "Wonderful harmony. Thank you all." With a heart. Brian types, "Quite a profound experience. So much thanks, Benjamin, and to all that co-created this beautiful space." Thanks, Brian. Anybody else with a question or comment? I see Vivian waving, but hi. You're welcome to speak if you want to, if you can get your phone unmuted. Oh, you know what? Let me make sure I allowed unmuting. That would be embarrassing. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I forgot to check to allow people to talk. So it is now available. If anyone would like to unmute and speak, I apologize that I didn't do that right away. And while we're waiting, in the chat, Phyllis typed, "Very peaceful and full of light. I found that I was very aware of my third eye. I was feeling pressure there and light. I found that when I was able to focus there, I was able to stay on the energies." Well, that's awesome, Phyllis. Good job figuring that out. Again, unmuting is now available if anyone wants to actually speak. Hey, Trisha.
Hi. Oh my goodness. That was really profound. I had a very difficult day and this was just amazing. Not quite back yet, you know, but it was really nice.
No rush. Thanks for the
Thanks.
feedback, Tricia. Vivian.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Afternoon.
Yeah, this was a very profound feel. Thank you, everyone. You, Benjamin. I just have a couple of thoughts. Thank you for acknowledging the center of Australia. The colonial name is Ayers Rock,
Ayers. Okay.
but I will type the Aboriginal name, which is
Ooh.
probably better to use, which is Uluru. So I will send you the
Uluru.
Uluru. Uluru. I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Uluru. Uluru,
Uluru.
which is a you know a calling on those beings. For some reason, I also wanted to ring the mountain spirits of Japan and Mount Fuji. I don't know what's going on there, but I feel that that was important too. So
Okay.
I'm sure that they were there as well. Yeah, lots to say, but I don't think I will. I'll let it be. Thank you. It was
Thank you. It's
wonderful.
good to know about Uluru.
Uluru, yeah. I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, Trisha did, but I don't know if it's spelled, but I'll try to get that R. That's a little tricky.
Yeah. Thank
Yeah, that are real
you.
things. Thanks, Vivian. Anyone else with a question or comment? Last call for questions or comments.
Hello.
All right. Hi.
I would just like to share my experience, which is
Sara,
using
I'm having
remote.
you're very muffled. Can you possibly let us hear
Can
you
you
more
hear me
clearly?
now?
Say again. Try again.
Was on a headset. Is it better?
Oh, that is so much better. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to. After a rainy day and the air is pure, and I do this walk every day after my accident, painful though it may be, to improve. And it's just so wonderful to walk around in the group, think of nothing, feel the energy, breathe the beautiful air after rain, and be with the allies and with you. So,
Oh.
thanks.
Well, thank you, Sarah. I really appreciate the feedback. And thanks for bringing your wonderful energy to help support us.
Oh, thank you. And a pleasure.
Anybody else? All right. Well, that's a wrap then. Thanks everyone for creating such beautiful energy. Again, tomorrow night, the 23rd of January, 2024, we'll have Laura's first Women's Healing Circle. I will not be there because I'm not a woman, but I know Laura will handle it beautifully. And so excited that we're getting that launch tomorrow. So
May I say one more thing? This is Sarah.
sure, Sarah.
I've been assigning myself one thing to do a day after feeling like I wasn't doing anything for months, but trying to heal. And last night I put up a birthday song that I would say I composed, but I think I channeled it
Okay.
up on YouTube. So if you need a better birthday song, you can put happy birthday and my name, Sarah Schendelman, and I will sing to whoever it is you're playing it for.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. And with that, we will close. Big thanks to everyone again. We have four events this week. It's a busy one, so feel free to check out as many of those as you want. And big blessings to one and all. Good night.